playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. There are principles in the scripture. There are cosmic laws. And one of the cosmic laws is that everything that mankind is doing must be brought out into the open. Everything evil must be revealed. It cannot stay secret. That is a cosmic law. Another cosmic law is that if man is one in whether it be good or evil, if they are one, then whatever they desire to do will come to pass. In Genesis chapter 6, mankind was building a tower that would go to heaven. Which heaven? The tower they were building was, they were one in their objective to reach God's third heaven where he resides out in the northern part of the universe in Orion, by the belt of Orion. They were going to be able to actually reach God's heaven. And God said that if man is one, whatever they desire to achieve, they can do it. It will be granted to them. God said, we are going to have to confound or confuse their languages. And he did. The languages began at that time. There was a single language, but after that time, there were many languages. He confused their tongue, their language. At the end of the world, the principle, the cosmic law, is still a law. If man, let's say evil man, let's take evil man for example, wicked man, evil man, God-hating men, women, if they want to destroy mankind, if they are one in that purpose, they can do it. And Christ said that if he did not return, no flesh would be saved. Joe Biden has done many, many evil things. This administration has done evil. But now, with this executive order, 1388-7, it's a new bioweapon to alter human beings, to alter the genetic code of humans. They have already been attempting and destroying and contaminating the genetic code that was perfect in the time of Adam to the present. Yes, perfect in the sense that man could be born, live, and then die. There was death, but still, the DNA of Adam was the DNA that God created for his purpose so that mankind could exist and have consciousness of God, have consciousness of evil, of good and evil. of dark and light could think. With this executive order, if man is one in his attempt to take the humans and bring in a new form of humanity, a new form of man, transhuman, the Bible says he will be able to do it. The pharmaceutical companies have been one in their objectives to do research with viruses, to alter, change, and to even clone animals within the species, and to clone animals into the human genome. If man is one, a cosmic law, they will be able to do whatever they desire to do. Their main objective is to destroy every man that is created in the image of Adam, every man that has been created in the image of God through Adam, and destroy mankind as we know mankind. You see, man is unique. When Adam was formed, he was created with three parts to his being: his body, his soul, which is his mind, emotion, and will, and his human spirit, which is conscience, his heart, and his intuition. He was created in a fashion to have God consciousness, to have a consciousness of a God who is holy, and also to have consciousness of an enemy, which is called an adversary. He is an adversary. He is the nemesis of God and man. The dragon, the snake, the serpent, Diablo, Apollyon, you name it. This, in the world today, you have these individuals that all they can do from morning to night is evil. And they work with this invisible creature we call Satan or Lucifer to destroy man in an attempt to destroy God's eternal plan. So how is this executive order going to be carried out? What are the tools? How are they going to alter human beings? We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here's some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice.
You know, Alice, they received a pill. People today receive a vaccination or a swab up their nose, and what is in the vaccination is going to change you, alter you, your genetics. It's going to add something to you that is not human. What goes up into your the swab up to your nose carries also technology or biological technology that will clone you to into something else using fly DNA, the green fly DNA. If man is one in an objective, in a purpose, if he's one in it, in a type of any, even if it's evil, God says it will come to pass. Now, with Biden, I'm going to just, this is an article out of American Freedom, American, what is it? I'll have to think about it, and I'll let you know where it came from. What they're planning to do, they're not planning, they're doing it already. It's already begun. With this order, 1388-7, it is going to, it's the mother of all bombs, according to the article. It's transhumanistic genetic modification of everything in the body. It's a psychotic, and these people have a psychotic desire to remotely control everything that's biological. They use graphene oxide nanobots. And presently, the executive branch is owned by the biomedical pharmaceutical industry. The transhumanists with Big Pharma have completely taken over government policy. The mRNA injections are an experiment in transhumanism via vaccines. The genetic modification of all living things is anti-human and can only lead to more disaster and medical genocide, according to the article. So, they say that they need to develop genetic engineering technologies. They need to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biology. They want to unlock the power of biological data. They want to advance the science of scale-up production while reducing the obstacles for commercialization so that innovative technologies and products can reach the market faster. This objective is to, as quickly as possible, alter mankind. Now, with the vaccinations, another very serious matter with these vaccinations that they're not really talking about is it kills in the people that are vaccinated God consciousness, a consciousness of God. The God consciousness dies. If the God consciousness dies, then these people are destined for eternal fire. This is the plan of Satan, to kill consciousness to everything spiritual, not only God, but the devil also. This way, man is basically in his philosophical, well, not philosophical, but in his spirituality, is neutral. And there is no God, there is no devil. And because there's no God or nor is there a devil, there are no consequences. There are consequences. This is in the vaccines. And there were reports that people who received the vaccinations, the minute they received those vaccinations, they freaked out and began to scream, God is dead. I can't feel God anymore. So they want to do this as quickly as possible. They want to, as quickly as possible, coordinate the government, the federal investment aspect to the government. They want to accelerate the translation of basic research results into practice. Biomass production, bioenergy, and bio-based products and services, which means you'll eat bugs and you're going to like it. Your body will be wirelessly connected to the grid, and your bioenergy will be harvested. Your graphene oxide neural network will be added to the collective. This is, if they are one, this will happen. Now, with the biomass production, its bioeconomy will take over all food production, turn it towards glyphosates and GMO seeds and plants. Bio dictators are going to remake humans, animals, plants, and minerals through nanotechnology and genetic manipulation. They're going to, with the biological data ecosystem, the translation is that the biological data refers to radio frequency, ID chips, graphene neural net antennas, hydrogel transistors, many other systems that are already being used. The data will be able to be read and controlled by external digital devices and will be the global vaccine pass written into functionalized and templated super paramedically. And it's going to reduce graphene oxide, polyethylene, glycol, nanocircuitry, microchips. Oh, no, that's how they're going to use it. Sorry. And will record all vaccinations and medical data for global government control of medical safety and security. So, in other words, they will read, just like you're going to go on one of these, like here in Colorado, you get an e-pass. You want to use the toll road. You get an e-pass. You get onto the highway and you have these monitors. They read your pass or they read your license plate. Well, exactly the same thing. They're going to read what is in you. Now, how are they going to do it? I was trying to find some music to go along with Frankenstein biotechnology. This really is Frankenstein science. Now, if like Moses said when he wrote the book of Genesis, that if mankind is one in his purpose, anything he desires to do in his heart, he will be able to do it. So basically, with what Joe Biden and this law, this new executive order, 13887, it has released and is being used to allow the government, pharmaceutical companies, biolabs, mankind to hire as many individuals, Frankenstein's children, to work on these programs. You watch what's going to happen in the universities, in the university CU, in the labs. You watch the people that are going to be recruited into this new, this is, I call it Biogeddon. There's an Armageddon. This is Biogeddon. The demons that have been restrained by conscience, by morality, by law, they have been set free. There's not going to be any morality with the people in these programs, in this project. No morality. There will be no conscience. The laws are not going to affect them. The laws have just been lifted. There will be no government interference with this program. Biogeddon has now been released upon the world. Now, with the way in which you're going to do this, I want to focus on that. This is from the Dove Press, polyethylene glycol, functionalized graphene oxide in tissue engineering, a review on recent advances. This is by Ghosh S. Chatterjee K. This was in April of 2021. This was April 2020, 2 years ago. Quoting. Well, let me back up. I'm sorry. Yeah, owning to the physical, the unique physical, chemical, mechanical, and electrical properties, graphene and its derivatives have been extensively researched for diverse biomedical applications, including in tissue engineering, since the past decade. Tunable chemical functionalities of graphene oxide and a graphene derivative allow easy surface functionalization. Functionalization of graphene oxide with polyethylene glycol. This is antifreeze, not what you're putting in your vehicle today. This is the old antifreeze. This is the antifreeze that if you left it out in your garage, if you're changing your radiator fluid and one of your pets drinks it, they go into spastic. They go spastic, they die. It affects the nervous system immediately. What is happening with people that are receiving these vaccinations that have this polyethylene glycol in them? They are short-circuiting in their brain. Okay, so this polyethylene glycol has received significant attention as it offers superior solubility, stability, and biocompatibility. Besides being an attractive candidate for drug delivery, this substance can aid in the attachment, proliferation, and differentiation of stem cells, thereby augmenting tissue engineering. Cytotoxicity at large doses and prolonged exposure of this polyurethane glycol and graphene oxide limits its clinical transition. Few studies have been reported on the use of both of these, graphene and glycol. There hasn't been much Now, this is how they're going to deliver it. It's already in us. They spray it. And the chemtrails. The world is in trouble. These people are one in their objective. The only one that's going to stop him is Christ when he returns. He's the only. This is the only way it's going to stop and end. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Spirits Music Hall, your destination for great live entertainment. With amazing performances every weekend and karaoke on Thursdays, come down this Friday for Whiskey Dogs, bringing classic rock, blues covers, and original music guaranteed to rock your night. Also Saturday, September 24th, backed by popular demand, Resurrection, tribute to Judas Priest, and Dagen, original hard rock and metal band. For more information or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's spiritsmusichall.com.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always popular diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
I know that song is a little radical, but this is really, eventually, the people of the world that are suffering, that are dying, that are in misery, in fear, in terror, and the horror of what has been taking place, they will want justice. They will want justice. They will want a righteous judgment on these type of people. That is the fact. The people who if there is no justice, the people lose hope. If there's no justice, if there's no law, the people truly do lose hope. Now, with the way that they're and what their intention is, they will be able to do this. They are one in it. The technology, biotechnology, is so sophisticated. You really, to understand it, you have to have 10 PhDs and just brilliant on top of that, born brilliant. This is really evil. I mean, you know, of course it's evil. It is beyond evil. It is truly from the depths of hell. Now, I'm going to go on. So you have the graphene oxide, and you have polyethylene glycol, and combining the two of them, then what you have is you have a way to get the graphene oxide and whatever it is you want to get into it, the carrier, into the cells, so that the cells can be programmed. The graphene oxide, it actually works, and they can build structures within the cells with graphene oxide. Now, let's see, cytotoxicity at large doses and prolonged exposure of graphene oxide limits its clinical translation. Few studies have been reported on the use of these two items in composite materials, and they're used together to prepare scaffolds for tissue engineering. A scaffold, I was a hod carrier at one time. Used to build scaffolds for the guys that laid brick. And this is what this is doing in the tissue, building scaffolds, structures. These scaffolds incorporating these two items for bone, cardiac, skin, and neural tissue engineering reveal promising outcomes. For who? It's not promising outcome for us. So, glycol and graphene oxide can be functionalized with different end groups so as to impart unique functionality to the nanoparticles when conjugated to graphene oxide. Ethylene glycol is one of several toxic alcohols that have medical and toxicological importance. If untreated, ingestion of ethylene glycol can be fatal, and it contains acrylate groups that can be incorporated in photocurable bioinks for 3D printing of tissue scaffolds. So they're going to be able to 3D print in your tissue these scaffolds. Long-term effects for implanting scaffolds incorporating these two items for tissue regeneration are poorly understood. Well, I would assume it would be poorly understood. It's still kind of in the experimental stage. So glycol and graphene oxide is posed to emerge as a choice of biomaterial for advanced tissue engineering applications. It's the choice of biomaterial. The possibility. American Intelligence Media is where I got this article from. American Intelligence Media, September 16th. The possibility to obtain well-orchestrated polymeric architectures represents an emerging field of materials science for the development of advanced materials. So here, we're building these cities, and people are building their new homes with these advanced materials. You know, we're getting granite from all over the world. We have the best materials, the best concrete with polymers in the concrete, with fibers, with asbestos. to keep it strong. The best building materials in the world, we have them. But here they're talking about the materials for building these structures inside of people. Now, this also includes drug delivery devices, which mimic the mimics of biological tissues, nanoreactors, and multifunctional coatings. This is internally. So, the development of advanced materials, including drug delivery devices, mimics of biological tissue, nanoreactors, multifunctional coatings. Graphene oxide is a promising filler for polymer nanocomposites. Graphene oxide is known to possess tunable physical chemical characteristics. Tunable, including optical, electrical, mechanical, antimicrobial properties, biocompatibility, UV blocking, catalytic activity, and affinity to a wide range of pollutants. Wow. I'm going to read that again. Graphene oxide is known to possess tunable physical chemical characteristics, including optical, electrical, mechanical, antimicrobial properties, biocompatibility, UV blocking, catalytic activity, and affinity to a wide range of pollutants. It can be easily reduced into graphene or chemically modified, thus holding promising potential as a versatile building block for the realization of nanostructural devices. If mankind is one in his evil, it will not be withheld from him. It is a cosmic law. Christ Jesus is going to have to return, because these men will be successful in killing off everything that's alive. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. I want to talk to you for a moment about investment. Savings is great, and everyone who listens to KHNC knows who to call. But I want to talk to you about Joey Jaquint. Give him a call at 602-909-9048. Why call Joey? Because there are ways to grow your money by investing with Joey Jaquint and Northwestern Mutual. Gold is safe, but with risk comes reward. And Joey can put your money into high-risk or low-risk products to grow your money with investing. Joey can also cover those just-in-case situations with very important life insurance policies, some of which can grow your money and be used in the future. Call Joey at 602-909-9048. Buy all the gold you can afford, but call Joey and learn how to protect and grow your money with some well-placed investments.
Tactical Civics is a private member organization with a mission to glorify Jesus Christ and organize we the people to enforce the U.S. Constitution. From public school districts to Congress to the U.S. federal courts, those who are supposed to serve the American people now rule us. Tactical Civics focuses on training us to fight back. America needs you. Visit tacticalcivics.com. Again, tacticalcivics.com.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
It is pretty sinister. Now, there's another article, Advanced Engineering Materials. This was written in 2017, and it was Article 19. Graphene oxide polymer-based biomaterials. This is by Daegu EG, Ali Riza, Kamalia, and Aldo R. Boccacini. Since its discovery in 2004, derivatives of graphene have been developed and heavily investigated in the field of tissue engineering. Among the most extensive studied forms of graphene, graphene oxide, and graphene oxide polymer-based nanocomposites. I used to paint with all kinds of finishes, polyurethane, poly, all these things. These are manufactured out of oil. So graphene oxide, polymer-based nanocomposites that have attracted great attention in various forms such as films, 3D porous scaffolds, electrospun mats, hydrogels, and nacre-like structures. In this review, the most actively investigated graphene oxide polymer nanocomposites are presented and discussed. These nanocomposites are based on cytosan, cellulose, starch, alginate, gillin gum, polyvinyl alcohol, polyacrylamide, polycaprolactone, polylactic acid, and gelatin, collagen, and silk fibrin. With the addition of graphene oxide, the mechanical performance of graphene oxide components were extensively improved under physiological conditions. Graphene oxide polymer-based scaffolds can be categorized into four main categories, namely 3D porous scaffolds, electrospun mats, hydrogels, and nacre-like structures. Electrospun mats were produced for different types of applications, including bone, neural, muscle, and skin tissue engineering. So you're part human and you're part poly whatever. You're plastic. You hear the term plastic people in California that are plastic? Well, literally, this is your part human and your part plastic. Now, these hydrogels have been mainly prepared for soft tissue engineering, such as wound dressing. Well, you know, people that eat margarine, it's a plastic. So you can see how it would be received into the cells, into the system. Takes 30 days, I think, to get rid of it. Naturally, if you stop eating it. Peripheral nerve regeneration. Okay, for soft tissue engineering such as wound dressing, peripheral nerve regeneration, and muscle tissue engineering, hydrogels with higher mechanical strength such as cross-linked graphene oxide, the PVA, also show potential for load-bearing applications such as articular cartilage regeneration. You're going to be completely, you are going to definitely be a new species. You won't be human anymore. We won't be human. Well, those that are part of this program, they won't be human. Ethylene glycol is used for in this as one is one of several toxic alcohols that have medical and toxicological importance. Boy, these words. If untreated, ingestion of ethylene glycol can be fatal. Although propylene glycol is a commonly used solvent for intravenous medications already, it becomes toxic when administered in large doses over a short period. It can cause the following: osmolality, anion gap metabolic acidosis, acute kidney injury, multi-system organ failure, refractory hypotension, arrhythmias, hemolysis, renal dysfunction, seizure, coma, clinical depression, seizures. The toxicity mainly results from the accumulation of its toxic metabolites. Boy, you better start reading these articles all the way through to figure out how to pronounce these words. But it's okay. I understand this one thing. It will kill you and hurt you. Rick Rodriguez.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India. I tasted real chai. I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops, and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is, we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Worry. You better not be too happy. We better think about what these people are doing. The children of Frankenstein. There is not a Frankenstein. There are millions of these type of people that have no conscience. They have no moral base. They are able to do this without losing sleep. And there is down the rabbit hole, the Bible makes it very clear. John the Apostle, he stated in his first epistle that there are the children of God and the children of the devil. He simplified it. In the New Testament, there is not a term, a Satanist. He called them the children of the devil, the children of the underworld. Christ refers to them as the individuals that are wicked, that Christ was offered, he had an opportunity to worship Satan, and if he would worship Satan, Satan would give him the kingdoms of the world. And Christ rebuked him. Well, from that time to the present, Satan has gone into the world to find people who would worship him. For the last 2,000 years, there has been a campaign by the devil to find as many people as possible to build his evil kingdom. And part of that evil kingdom is what I have been presenting to you today. There's so much more than what I've just presented. I'm limited on minutes. These people have accepted Satan's offer. They are making money. They are powerful. And they have no conscience. They have no fear of God. They have no fear of man. They have no fear of the laws of any nation, of the Constitution. They don't have a fear of police agencies, because these agencies have also been infiltrated by these type of people. This is Satan's kingdom that has been built. This is the very best that he could build. It is evil, it is wicked, and God says a cosmic law. If the children of the devil are one, whatever they purpose to do, they will be able to do it. And they're going to do it. They're pretty much going to at least eliminate half of the people in the world in the next 10 years through war, through sickness, through straight-out murder, through bioweapons, through weather warfare projects, through chemtrails, through incarceration. They have all the power to accomplish their objective, that is to destroy every man, woman, child, and if possible, destroy the earth, destroy the creatures that God created. If they are one in that objective, cosmic law says they will be able to do it. And they are working on it feverishly right now, because they know Christ is coming back, and they know, they don't want to admit it, but they know their punishment is near. For today, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Talk to you tomorrow. Don't lose any sleep. You got to be here tomorrow.
Come sail the Mardi Gras and have the time of your life with Cruise Planners, the easiest and best way to plan your cruise. The Mardi Gras Cruise, February 13th through 25th, is a great way to escape the noisiness of life and enjoy the ocean, with amazing attractions and fun for everyone on and off the boat. Contact them at 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Again, 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
Anita McAllister here. Medicare open enrollment is over, and it's time to talk about some money-saving solutions to help you with out-of-pocket healthcare costs you may be exposed to. Need a dental plan? I've got a great one for you. Call me at 970-515-6882. Are you under 65 and self-employed? I also work with Christian-based health shares. These can save an average of 35% over traditional health insurance. 970-515-6882.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Green.